Hi there, this is Erin, and I'm going to give you a testimonial of the work that I've done with Kaya. So this is actually my second testimonial. I did one about 3 months after I had started working with her, and I've only been working with her for about 7 months now, but I wanted to do another one because the changes that I've seen since the three-month one have been so phenomenal. When I listened to the one from about 4 months ago, I honestly don't even recognize that person anymore, which is so beautiful. I just love it because it shows me how much I've grown. And it's just really, really, really cool. So I'm not really sure what I want to say. I guess I just wanted to talk about, the changes that I've seen in myself and my family, and the biggest one being what Kaya refers to as the lightness of being. And I can 100% say that I know this feeling within myself now. I recognize this feeling in my son and the rest of my family. I'm blown away by the actual lightness of being. It's hard to describe to people who haven't experienced it. And the more I do the work, the farther and farther I get removed from where I was. And so I guess why I felt compelled to do it is because when I did a testimonial about 4 months ago, it's like I had just had like a taste of what that actually was. It was almost like I got like projected into the future of what was going to be my new normal. And then after I got pulled back, and it's like, okay, you have to do all this work to get there. Which is amazing. It's been so spectacular. I'm really feeling like kind of like a frequency nerd now. I've been laughing to myself about that, just how this has been the missing part of my life. My husband and I always joke that I'm in frequency school because that's what it feels like to me. It's like, this is what has been missing. I'm taking the women's mentorship program with Kaya that starts up in a couple of weeks, and I'm really, really, really excited for that. And, just all the changes that will come from that. But back to the lightness of being, I was saying that it's hard to describe, and I've really been noticing that just with family members and friends, like extended family members, that I'm not resonating on the same level as them anymore, and which is fine. At first, it made me a little bit sad, but I quickly realized that it was because I was dumping out all of this family paradigm garbage. And the more that got dumped out, the lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter I got. And until it just became my new normal. And now, so it's been really exciting for me to see myself when I talk to family members, because I actually physically can't bring myself down to that level anymore. And that's just been such a huge confirmation for me about everything that I've gone through and all the changes that have taken place. And same with friends. It's like, I can't, I have two young children, and I've been in school this semester, so my world has been very, very busy. But at the same time, I have noticed that there's just been little breaks in relationships along the way, and that again is another confirmation of the work that I've been doing. And it's not sad for me. It's like, I really do feel like, if this friend doesn't resonate with me anymore, then that's fine. It's all good. And then maybe we'll catch up again someday. But I can't bring myself, it's like I've crossed a line and I can't bring myself back to resonating in those lower frequencies. So in some ways I feel alone in that sense, just because I feel like I don't have anyone physically here besides my immediate family members who I'm relating to in that way. But at the same time, I really don't care because I'm so good with myself, and it's amazing. And I also know, like, I really do feel all the people out there who are trying, like the Free to Be family. I really do feel all these people who are trying to be their best possible selves. And that really is my goal every single day, is just how do I be better? And not in a way of, you know, like all day long, I'm redirecting myself. I'm redirecting myself with my kids and my husband and just situations that I have in my life. I'll, you know, if I'm not fully locked in, or, you know, part of, like I see now the things that I was really releasing were fear and anxiety, and those were really had me in lockdown. And when that, if that comes up a little bit, which it never comes up like it used to, it's always just like a little hint of what it was. And if I say something that, you know, that I realize was not the right thing to say, I can very quickly just redirect myself. And it's different, because before it really would have been me beating myself up at night, just being like, wow, that was a really shitty thing to do. You suck at being a mom. And it's not like that anymore. It really is just a redirect of, oh, can't do that, can't do that. And then it happens enough times that, that when the time comes that I do it again, I actually can, I get to a place where I can pull myself back even further and stop myself from doing it, and then break that chain, break that pattern. So, that's been really cool to see just the, how you really do. I just see how it all comes together. Like, you know, in the beginning, I remember Kaya telling me how it is like eagle eye perspective, that you're going up and up and up and up and up. And I understood it, but I just wasn't being able to pull myself up enough to be like, oh, it is like an eagle eye view, but it actually is. And so now I'm pulled back. I'm so far removed that I can be like, oh, it actually is that. And that's why that happened. And that's why that happened. And this is why you do this. And, if you can just stay pulled back, you can redirect it and change that pattern. So, that's been really, really fun. Like it's really fun for me. And I don't know if that's just something that was already in me, or if it's just from doing the work. I mean, I guess the work really, really resonates with me. It really does feel like, something that was made for me personally. That's what it feels like anyways. But, yeah, I'm just really enjoying, going into myself and, working on myself and just trying to be my best possible self. And back again, sorry, I didn't take notes of like what I was going to say. So it's kind of on a little bit of a tangent, but, just about the lightness of being, how I see that in myself, I see that in my son now. And, you know, he's had some sessions with Kaya that have just, they're so beautiful. It really does blow my mind. I haven't been, it's really cool letting him direct what his spirit needs, because I do not push sessions on him. I don't even mention it. He feels Kaya, and he knows that Kaya is the real deal. You know, he's 4.5 years old, and he is telling me when he needs a session. And it's really it's so super cool. Like, I'll be putting him to bed at night, and he'll say to me, "Why haven't I talked to Kai in a while? You need to make me an appointment." And he has them, and I've asked him after why he likes these sessions with Kaya, and he tells me that it's because she makes him feel good. And I can see that because, if you would have asked me 2 months ago if I thought my son was depressed, I would have thought you were crazy. I would have said, no way. But again, there's that like eagle-eye view, because if you would have asked me, a year ago if I was depressed or if I would have ever had anxiety, I would say, no way. And if you would have asked me that same question when I first started working with Kaya, I would say, maybe sometimes, but not really that much. And now, where I am now, I can see that, of course, I had depression. Of course, I had anxiety. My life was ruled by depression and anxiety. It was like a blanket that was put over me. And when it finally came off, it's like, holy shit, I can breathe. I can move my body. My body's not sore. My body, I feel strong. This is what living life is supposed to be like. And so when I look at my son, who has had sessions with Kaya, it happened really quickly for him. And I'm sure there's still so much work for all of us. And that's another thing that's really exciting, is that there is no cap on it. It's just going to keep going and going and going. But it really is like night and day with him. Again, I never, ever, ever, ever would have said that he was sad or depressed before, but now he is, to me, like the poster child of lightness of being. And it's so cool to see. He's such a bright, bubbly, beautiful boy. And I can see that he's like, I know if Kaya's or someone else has just had described the work as effervescent, and he is effervescent. After his first couple of sessions with Kaya, he started tap dancing all over the place, and it was just so fun to see, because he's feeling so good, and he just doesn't know what the energy he doesn't know what to do with the energy, so he's just been like tap dancing down the road when we go for walks, when we're making food. And he gets it. He really does get it. And he's been a really great teacher for me, as well as my daughter. And I know that they're both going to continue to be teachers for me and my husband. And just back to the point that they're really, I know Kaya says it before, but that the work never ends. And that to me is actually really, really exciting, because every day I get to a point where I'm like, well, this is amazing, and how can it get even better than this? And I know that it's going to get way better, like amazingly better. It's never going to stop. And so that's really, really, it's really exciting. And it's not to say that every day is pure bliss. But there are lots of days that are pure bliss for me. But there's also some days where I see some really, really dark, heavy stuff. But I actually really like seeing it, because it feels so much better to know what's there than to not. And I used to think of, people, I've heard that term so many for my whole life, basically, like people are sleepwalking, people are sleepwalking. And I always used to think, well, that's not me. I'm not sleepwalking. I was totally sleepwalking. I was totally sleepwalking. I can't even, it's such a difference. And again, it's like a hard thing to describe to when I say that to family members, they're like, yeah, of course, we're all awake. And it's like, no, we're not. There's very few people that are. And it's just, it's been a really cool experience for me growing in that way. And so the work is really beautiful. And I guess one thing that I would say to people is that you don't even have to send in a testimonial, but I just recommend doing testimonials for yourself just because you can see how far you've gone. I'm really happy that I did that testimonial 3 months ago because I don't know if I would have remembered where I was at, because you actually do forget, which sounds strange, but it's like when I listened to the testimonial a couple of weeks ago, just because I think Kaya and I had been talking about it, and it really, the only reason I can really remember where I was is because that testimonial brought me back, and I was like, oh yeah, and I can hear it in my voice, and just, I can bring myself back to that moment of being like, well, this is where you were, and so, yeah, I just feel like it's a, even if you aren't sharing it with people, it's like, it's a good documentation if you are doing this work, just to see how far you've come, because it's just a really good measurement of your growth. Yeah, thanks for listening, and I wish you all well.